Steve, start with the team news for this weekend. How are you looking for this game?
Well, good. I mean, there's only Lee Frecklant in it. Probably just too early. He's been in training for two or three days now, but you know he needs to get a week's training and probably a reserve game under his belt. But other than that, we're all good.
How challenging has the last week been, these two defeats? Obviously, the speculation in the media as well.
Well, you can do nothing about speculation, but you can do something about your defeats, of course. But, you know, it was always going to be a tough run for us, Rob. Every game is tough for us in the Championship, from our opening day down at the Ipro when we went to Derby. So, you know, when you look at the run of games we've had, you know, when you look at, we've had to play the likes of Ipswich Town, Bolton Wanderers, Blackburn Rovers, Wolves, Watford. Hey, and we're hosting Millwall. It's fantastic, but there would always have been difficult games at any stage of the season, whatever we were on the table.
I think you went to Ipswich, and then I think you played Blackburn or someone earlier in the season. But when you look at Wolves away and Watford away in the space of a handful of days, does it get much tougher than that?
No, I don't think it does. And also, what's included in that, of course, is the travelling, because we had Blackburn, and with the real tough task of and the energies that were deployed in playing Derby in the week, so we had to recover from Derby and get ready to go on the coach to Wolves on Friday and get ready to go back on the coach again on Monday to get out to Watford. So it's especially tough, but and we don't have the resources like some. You know, I was talking to Alec Neil, the Norwich manager, as we were on our long coach journey to London. They were just about to board their plane for a half-hour flight up to play Blackburn. So there is the difference in resources. You know, we go down to play Watford, who are coming up to play Forest next week, and they're flying to Forest. The game's gone crazy. But, you know, we have the resources that we have and we use them as best we can, and we're very fortunate to have what we have.
You've conceded 11 goals in your last three games. What has been the issue there? Has it just been the quality of the teams, or has it been an issue with your defence?
Oh, no, it's been bad individual errors. But, as you know, you can never look at the stats and say that the game at Wolves or the game at Watford was one-sided, because in both games we should be in the game, shouldn't we? You know, you can't as a manager or a coaching staff legislate for what the mistakes at Watford from Carey and from Adam. They're just, you know, errors that those guys don't normally make, and we have to put them down as just bad mistakes. And very similar to Wolves, we got undone through some poor individual defending, but we have to get that back on track.
You had momentum going into that Derby game, and obviously that was a good result, even if it could easily have been 3 points instead of one. Have you lost any momentum, do you feel, from the fact that you've had two heavy defeats?
No, I think we, if you go back and get your tapes out, and I know you like to do those things, Rob, being a bit of a stat up, but go back to the start of the month and I said if we come out of Watford in a no-loss position than what we went into February and coming to the end of February, we're actually a point better off. So we're in a good position compared to what we could have been in that run of games. But we've just been through a period there where we've played four out of the last six games away from home against all top-class opposition. And now we have an opportunity to balance that back in terms of where you play. We're 5 out of 7 at home. We have to deal with it.
Is this the most important game of the season?
Yes, absolutely, because it's the next one. And after tomorrow, it will be Tuesday. And after Tuesday, it will be Saturday. We're in the best managers, in I think, has ever been. Sir Alex Ferguson told me that when you get to the last 12 or 13 matches, every point you gain feels like two. And every win you gain feels like two wins, feels like 6 points. Because the difference it makes in the table. And as you know, and I know very quickly, in the next week or two, we'll start going to one game a week. And it takes a lot to shift the table around. When you're playing two and three games a week, it doesn't take a lot. It takes two or three wins. But when you get to one game a week, it takes a lot to move the table.
This one feels especially important, though. I was at Millwall on Tuesday night, and the feeling, maybe from their supporters within that club after the game when they lost, was that this one on Saturday is an absolute must-win. That if they lost this game at the New York Stadium, that could be it for them. So you have a chance to not just claw yourself away, but potentially put them in that kind of hole.
Well, I think maybe some of your supporters think the same. But I think supporters are entitled to think as they see fit. I don't think the Millwall fans would have been thinking that after 25 minutes when I watched the DVD. They should have been 4-0 up against Wednesday. They gave Wednesday an absolute pasting. And if it had been 4-0 to Millwall at half-time, it would have been a fair reflection of the play. But you've seen the energy and the confidence getting sapped out the Millwall boys when Wednesday break and score against her on a play, when McGugan has a great finish. We've just got to make sure that tomorrow that we're in the game, that we're competitive, that off the pitch we've got the type of support that the Millers fans are famous for, which is being right behind the team. and we'll only win this and be part of the Championship next year by being a real collective and keeping our heads very focused and no panicking and doing anything that's rash.
Once again this year, you've had some big results at the New York Stadium, and it's going to be either a sellout or close to a sellout in terms of the Rotherham supporters this weekend. Just how vital is that, and how vital is it going to be between now and May?
Well, I don't think, you know, I've been on record numerous times, to talk about how good the Miller support are, but I don't think they know how important they are. And I don't know if they believe how important they are. But when you're in a fight as a football club and you're trying to get a wonderful prize, which is Championship football next season, then we need them. We can't do it without them. We couldn't have won at Wembley. Everybody says we couldn't have won it without Alec Ravel. Forget Alec Ravel. We couldn't have won it without 20,000 fans behind us when we're 2-0 down and sticking with us rather than turning on us. And we need those fans tomorrow, whether we're 1-0 up or 1-0 down or 2-0 down or 2-0 up. We're going to need the supporters not only tomorrow, but whatever happens tomorrow, we're going to need them to come back against Cardiff. They're huge and vital to the cause.
It's a very similar fight, isn't it, to this time last year. And although you were at a different end of the table fighting for Championship football, it's the same goal, isn't it, again this year?
Well, I would rather be in our fight than Sheffield United's fight. You know, that's just because I've named them as one of the teams that will be in the playoffs at the end of the season, I think, in League One. And I would rather be approaching the next 12, 13 matches with our fight, which is we're in the Championship. We can secure the status. You have to earn that, of course. And when you look at the size of clubs and that we're trying to stay about, but I think people's getting preoccupied. It's us and Millwall. I don't think it's us and Millwall. I look 4 teams above us, 5 teams above us, and I think they're very much in it with we are. I think Leeds United have sailed out it, and well done Redders. He's a good friend of mine. I'll text him, I was pleased for him. I think they've got themselves out it, but I think arguably anyone from Birmingham City down is very much part of this fight until they secure the wins that's needed to make sure they're not. And if they get the wins, then fair play to them.
I thought the best player on the pitch in midweek was Fabbrini, the Millwall midfielder who's on loan from Watford. How do you stop him?
Well, it's very difficult at times. I think if you come out of that Watford first team squad, which the boy Fabbrini did, you're wonderfully talented, aren't you? And he is, but he's not alone. They've got a host of talented players. You know, they've got the boy Taylor Fetcher. I could go through their team. They've got a whole area of talent. The boy Wilford is a talent that we all like as managers. So they've got a very big squad. I'm at 34, 35 names. Ian has got numerous options. And I think they've got a very talented manager who I thought made the Premiership interesting for a season rather than the normal dribble that comes out of the press conferences at that level.
Are you surprised that they're down there? Because I don't think many people necessarily tip them to go up. They were top of the league at the start of the season for a couple of weeks. But to see them in the bottom three with Holloway there, with some of the players they've got, is it a surprise to you?
Well, I would answer that by saying, would it have been a surprise if Wigan had been fighting to stay in the Championship? Would it be a surprise if Fulham were fighting to stay in the Championship? You know, this is such a tight league. We won on Saturday. Fulham got beat. We're above Fulham. Mm. You know, there's no givens in this Championship. It really is the finest of margins. And you need to take deal and deal with the finest of margins if you're going to be a part of it going forward. We're capable of doing that. We've got some very talented players. Together, when we're at it, we're quite formidable. And if we can cut out the individual errors, we give ourselves a chance of winning matches.
You've got a chance to do the double over them, of course, and thinking back to that game at the Den, it was pretty much a typical Championship game for me. It was tight, a goal in it in the end, and Ben Pringle gets that goal. Do you think it's going to be a similar type of game?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to be played on a knife edge, isn't it? Hopefully it's not. We want our players to go out with an expression and play. But there's no point me dressing it up any other way. I said before we went to play Wigan, it was a big game. This is another big game, but there'll be another big game at the New York on Tuesday, and we'll go to Huddersfield locally next week. Rob, it's a huge game. And then we come back again to the New York to play Wigan. Is that any less important than tomorrow? I don't think it is. So, and even if we can get 3 points tomorrow, it won't lessen the importance of Cardiff on Tuesday.
What goes through your mind after you've got a couple of results like this in terms of team selection? Is there a temptation, you know, to maybe make a couple of points, or do you just stick with the guys who for the last few weeks have generally done a good job for you?
Well, I don't think as a manager it's a bit making points or scoring points. I think it's a bit trying to field a team that you think can win the match. Listen, I think every individual error costs you in this division, but I think players at the top level make errors. I've seen a number of players do with Carrie and what Adam done in midweek all over the league this season. And but you have to take it over a long period of time. So the team selection will be purely picked on the team that we think can go out and beat Millwall tomorrow. Simple as that.
Richard Wood went out on loan. Are there others that could go out, and will that potentially maybe help you get one or two in, which is what you'd like to do, I imagine?
Well, we don't need to move anyone to get people in. We can bring people in, but we're not going to bring bodies in for the sake of saying we've made a signing. It has to be people that come into the football club that we think can come in straight away, and everyone's thinking, what a good signing, and we'll play a part, and because they're a good player. In respect of anyone going out, we've always said it, that maybe the odd one or two go out, but they probably need game time. That's why they would go out, to get game time. But other than that, no, there's no one has to go out, that's for sure.
Is there anything close in terms of getting players in? Are you quite? I know that you'd want more, wouldn't you? But are you quite content if it doesn't happen?
There won't be anything for tomorrow, but we're as close as you and me to doing something for Sunday, Monday.
We're at that stage of the year now, Steve, where we generally ask managers about players that are going to be out of contract in the summer. Craig Morgan has spoken this week and said that he'd like to stay and that he'd like to talk about a new contract. Have you had conversations with any of the players so far, other than Ben Pringle, who we've talked about, and how keen are you to sort of keep the spine of this team together?
Well, Craig was told, amongst two or three others, that there would be no conversations taking place till we know what division we're in. How can we have a conversation? You know, so there's the board don't want us to have any conversations. And all the focus has to be on what's going on the pitch and not what's going on meetings on a Tuesday afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon, a Thursday afternoon. It's totally irrelevant. If we can't come to deal with Craig Morgan in the summer, there'll be a host of football clubs out there because he's a top-class player. So there'll be no contract talks with those type of guys until we know what status is.
I suppose you have to approach that way, don't you? Because it's very different being in the Championship or being in League One.
Well, it's not just... You can obviously have clauses where people are earning a different amount if they're in a certain league, but we the chairman, quite rightfully, and I do, wants all our focus to be on the pitch, on the football, and not what's happening behind the scenes. So that's where our focus will be.
And is it an incentive as well to players? You know, guarantee the team is in the Championship next year, and then we'll talk about potentially rewarding that.
Well, there's no hidden secret that the players in the Championship earn more than players in League One. And our players, every player that we've got who was with us in League One, earn significantly more now than what they did in League One. It's no hidden secret of that. But what we're not going to do is get into discussions when we've got a real battle going on the pitch. We need to win the battle on the pitch and show you're worthy of being here.